When Nathan retired, he moved from the northern winters to the warmth and sun of southern Florida. He wanted to be closer to his sister Gertrude, who lived in Boca Raton. He anticipated a more leisurely lifestyle and a modicum of security. And he wasn't disappointed, for the most part. Then Gertrude died. Still, the lifestyle attracted him, that is, until recently. You see, a few months ago, he experienced a burglary in his home. Now, that kind of thing can really shake a person up, and that's what it did to Nathan. Funny thing, though, the thieves didn't bother scarfing his widescreen plasma TV or his VCR or his high-end stereo system. They even left his Rolex watch, for goodness sake. Seems that the only object of their transgression was a generic white cardboard box filled with a fine grayish-white powder. That's the way the police report described it. A spokesman for the Fort Lauderdale police said that it looked remarkably similar to high-grade cocaine, and the burglars probably thought they'd hit the big time. Boy, were they ever wrong. A few days afterward, Nathan stood on his front porch before dozens of TV cameras and sent out a plea to the burglars. He said, "You've stolen the cremated remains of my sister Gertrude. She died 3 years ago. Could you please return them to me?" The next morning, Nathan found a bullet-riddled corpse of a local drug dealer known as Hoochie Peavens on his doorstep. The cardboard box was there, too. Roughly half of Gertrude's ashes remained. There was a note taped to the box. It said, "Hoochie sold us the bogus blow, so we wasted Hoochie. Sorry we snorted your sister. No hard feelings. Have a nice day."
This has been A Tale in 2 Minutes. I'm Jay Stetzer, the storyteller, for All in a Story Productions. Visit me on my website, www.jstetzer.com.